Chapter 3. Drivers. 3.0. You behind the wheel. As a driver, you're part of a community that includes a variety of vehicles, roads, and people. The harmony of this community relies on drivers interacting with their environment and each other safely and responsibly. There are a lot of personal factors that influence your driving, but most people have the same goal: to get where they are going safely. To be a good driver, you need to be 1. Mindful of yourself, others, and your impact on the community. 2. Responsible for the rules of the road. 3. Familiar with how your vehicle works and takes up space. 4. Patient and level-headed. Your long-term success as a driver will depend on the habits you create as you learn. Be intentional when you practice. Develop smart and safe habits, like always looking over your shoulder to check your blind zones. That will become automatic. This will allow you to focus more on the ever-changing driving environment. It can feel overwhelming at first, but the more experience you have behind the wheel, the better driver you'll be. Health. Driving requires you to be physically and mentally fit. Daily stressors can easily impact your health. A bad cold can slow your mental processes and cause body soreness. A headache or tension in your shoulders could reduce your ability to handle the vehicle. Stress can impact your ability to make wise decisions behind the wheel. Many health conditions can impact your driving. Talk to your doctor if you're concerned about conditions that might affect your driving ability. Before starting the engine, take a moment to check in with yourself. Are you healthy in a way that supports wise decision-making, self-control, and situational awareness? Take a few deep breaths and concentrate on driving. If you're not feeling well but need to go somewhere, please let someone else drive. Physical health. Your physical health is a priority. It directly impacts your ability to be a safe and effective driver. Before getting behind the wheel, ensure you're in good health and not impaired by alcohol or other drugs. Vision. Good vision is so important for safe driving that the law requires you to pass a vision test before you get your driver license. If you can't see clearly, you will have trouble identifying traffic hazards and responding to problems. Seeing well is important to safe driving. If you are required to wear corrective lenses, always wear them when driving. Avoid using dark or tinted corrective lenses at night. Important aspects of vision are peripheral vision. You can spot vehicles and other potential trouble out of the corner of your eye while you're still looking ahead. Judging distance and speed. Being able to see well helps you determine how far away you are from other vehicles, pedestrians, and other hazards. Seeing at night. While driving in the dark, some drivers are bothered by the glare from oncoming headlights. If you have problems seeing at night, don't drive more than is necessary, and be very careful when you do. Make sure your headlights are on. Avoid the glare of oncoming lights by watching the right edge of the road and using it as a steering guide. Ensure headlights are properly aimed. Misaimed headlights could make it difficult for other drivers to see and will reduce your ability to see the road. Reduce your speed and increase your following distances. You should be able to stop inside the lit area created by your headlights. Hearing. The sound of horns, sirens, or screeching tires can provide direction or warn you of danger. Like eyesight, hearing problems can progress slowly, so they are often difficult to detect. Drivers who are deaf or hard of hearing can often adjust by learning to rely more on vision and staying more alert. It is against the law to drive a vehicle while wearing earbuds, earphones, headphones, or headsets that broadcast sound or cancel noise. You can use a hands-free device in one ear if it complies with Washington Administrative Code Statute 204-10-045. Remember, if you have an instruction permit or intermediate license, you cannot use a cell phone or any mobile electronic device while driving, even if it is hands-free. 3.1. Impaired driving. Impaired driving happens when anything makes it hard for you to think straight, respond quickly, or control your car. This includes things like alcohol, drugs, or being tired. All of these can put you, your passengers, and others on the road at risk. The penalties for impaired driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs are very tough. Expensive fines, higher insurance rates, license suspension or withdrawal, and even jail sentences. Even an experienced driver cannot drive safely after drinking alcohol or using drugs. Making the choice to never drive under the influence will save lives, yours and others. Alcohol and driving. Alcohol is the most common impairing substance involved in impaired driving crashes. Be alert for impaired driving behavior of others and give them lots of room. Alcohol can affect drivers by causing feelings of relaxation and drowsiness, blurry vision or limited eyesight, reduced reaction times, concentration and ability to scan the environment, difficulty in understanding what's happening, difficulty doing multiple tasks at once, like staying in a lane and avoiding other traffic, inability to obey the rules of the road, overconfidence, which can lead to risky driving behavior. Please, do not drive any vehicle if you have consumed impairing substances. Do not ride with a driver who has had any kind or amount of impairing substances. Do not let friends or family drive if they have been drinking alcohol or using drugs. Plan for a sober driver. Cannabis and driving. Recreational use of marijuana, THC, and other cannabis products, edibles, patches, vapes, tinctures, and topicals, is legal for those 21 years or over, but driving after consuming any cannabis is illegal for all ages. There is no safe amount of cannabis for driving. Research shows that cannabis can impair drivers in a variety of ways: reduced attention, reaction time and coordination, decreased car handling, slower reaction times, inability to judge distances, increased drowsiness, loss of motor coordination, impaired mental and physical functions. Medications and driving. There's more than one way to be under the influence. Impaired driving is generally associated with alcohol, cannabis, or illegal drug use. However, many legally obtained and commonly used over-the-counter and prescription drugs can impact a user's ability to drive safely. Just because a drug is legal does not mean it is safe to use while driving. Impaired driving is a criminal behavior. It doesn't matter if the drug is prescribed, obtained over-the-counter, bought in a retail setting, or considered an illicit substance. Over-the-counter drugs taken for headaches, colds, or allergies can make a person drowsy, which could affect your driving. Like alcohol, prescription drugs can affect your reflexes, judgment, vision, and alertness. Do not drive if you just started taking prescription drugs for the first time, started taking a new prescription medicine, or started taking a higher dose of a current drug. Wait until you know what effect it has on your judgment, coordination, and reaction time. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist. Read all warning labels before driving. Warnings against operating heavy machinery include driving a vehicle. Some medications might not impact you on their own, but if taken with a second medication or alcohol, they could cause severe impairment. Many drugs multiply the effects of alcohol or have other side effects. Read the warnings on your medicine or talk to your pharmacist before you drink and use medicine at the same time. Polydrug use and driving. Polydrug use is the mixing or taking of more than one type of drug. Mixing alcohol, cannabis, or other drugs can produce effects greater than any drug on its own. It can include alcohol, cannabis, illegal drugs, prescription drugs, over-the-counter medicines, and other substances such as non-regulated drugs and inhalants. Polydrug use is the most common impairment involved in fatal crashes. Effects on polydrug use vary from person to person and depend on the drug's purity, quantity, frequency of use, and how they're taken. Polydrug use can lead to increased probability of overdose, mental health troubles, risky behavior, serious injuries, and crashes. Fatigue and drowsy driving. Fatigue is caused by physical or mental strain, repetitive tasks, illness, or lack of sleep. Like alcohol and drugs, fatigue impairs your vision and judgment. Drowsy driving affects your alertness, attention, reaction time, judgment, and decision-making capabilities. When you drive fatigued, you risk falling asleep behind the wheel and causing a crash involving injuries or fatalities. Here are some signs of fatigue. Pull over and rest if you are. Having difficulty focusing, or you can't remember driving the last few miles. Blinking frequently or have heavy eyelids. Drifting from your lane. Swerving, tailgating, and or hitting rumble strips. Having trouble keeping your head up. Missing exits or traffic signs. Feeling restless, irritable, or aggressive. If you're traveling with another driver, take turns driving. If you're traveling alone and start to feel tired, pull off the road and take a 20-minute nap. It's better to stop and sleep than to risk causing an accident. Before a trip, get adequate sleep. Most people need 7 to 9 hours to stay alert. Plan to stop about every 100 miles or 2 hours during long trips. Walk around, get some fresh air, and drink some water. Plan your trip with plenty of time for breaks. Arrange for a travel companion to help you stay alert, watch for trouble, and share the driving. Mental health. Emotions can affect your driving. You make better decisions when you understand how your feelings affect your behavior. For example, if you're feeling anxious when you're driving, you might be preoccupied and allow your foot to be too heavy on the accelerator. How you're feeling, anxious, is changing your behavior, driving faster. Below are a few techniques to calm down and relieve stress before getting on the road. You can do them while sitting in a parked car. 1. Breathing through your nose and exhale like you're trying to cool hot soup. 2. Count slowly from 1 to 20, or backwards from 100 by 3. 100, 97, 94, 91, 88. Concentrate only on the numbers to quiet everything else in your head. 3. Allow plenty of time for your trip. Choose to be patient with yourself and others. Emotional awareness encourages patience and respect for others on the road and cultivates safer driving behavior. Aggressive driving. Aggressive driving is a traffic offense. Aggressive driving is when a driver purposely does something that endangers people or property. The following behaviors are considered aggressive driving. Actions taken while driving that risk other people or property. Intentional actions that require another person to protect themselves. Behaviors associated with aggressive driving include speeding, following too close, making unsafe lane changes, using improper signaling, failing to obey traffic control devices, driving too close to someone walking or cycling along the road. Concentrate on what you're doing. Try not to take aggressive driving personally. Be patient and forgiving of other road users. Racing and street demonstrations. Because street racing and unauthorized street demonstrations are so dangerous, penalties are severe. They can apply to drivers and anyone else who instigates or assists with street racing activities. Guilty participants can face fines, jail time, and risk having their vehicle impounded. Road rage. Road rage is a criminal offense. Road rage is an angry response to something that happened on the road that leads to violent behavior with a vehicle or other weapon. Road rage can happen between the driver or passenger of one vehicle, towards another driver, passenger, or person using the road. Many things can contribute to road rage, including stress, tight schedules, traffic, or non-driving frustrations. Give yourself plenty of time to travel. Create safe space margins around your vehicle and try to show grace to other people. If you are experiencing road rage, you might be having feelings of road rage if you are having thoughts of strong disapproval or violence toward other people on the road, verbally disapproving of other people on the road to passengers in your vehicle, not obeying traffic safety laws because you don't agree with them, following too close, speeding, weaving in and out of traffic, speeding up to beat a traffic light, cutting between vehicles to change lanes, using your vehicle horn excessively, flashing headlights excessively at oncoming traffic, braking to stop the driver behind you from following too closely, passing traffic and then slowing down to teach the other driver a lesson. If you are the victim of road rage, when you see other drivers around you acting or reacting in anger, distance yourself from the situation physically and mentally. Take a deep breath and move out of the way. Avoid aggressive speeding, honking, or hand gestures. Keep your eyes on the road. Drive to an area where there are other people and open businesses if you feel you're being followed or harassed by another driver. Call the police if necessary. Reporting road rage. Report in-progress road rage incidents immediately by calling 911. Reducing incidents of road rage and aggressive driving is critical to the mission of the Washington State Patrol. While troopers and other law enforcement agencies are always on the lookout for aggressive driving, steps to improve traffic safety in Washington are made when residents act. If you have witnessed or have been a victim of an aggressive driving act, please call 911 and provide the following information. Location vehicles were last seen. Plate number, if known. Direction of travel, toward where? Road or highway? Colors of the vehicles. Weapons involved, if applicable. Summary of what happened. Role in incident, victim or witness. 3.2. Informed decisions on the road. Being a safe and responsible driver requires more than knowing the rules of the road. It involves making informed decisions in every situation you encounter while driving. Whether you realize it or not, you make thousands of decisions every day. Some of the most important ones you make will be when you're behind the wheel. Why informed decisions matter. Every action you take behind the wheel is a decision. From changing lanes to merging onto a highway, making informed decisions means considering all the factors involved before acting. This leads to smoother, safer driving for yourself and others. Informed decisions can 1. Increase awareness. Making informed decisions requires constant analysis of your surroundings. This improves your overall situational awareness. 2. Promote responsible driving. Understanding the consequences of your choices encourages responsible behavior. It also shows respect for other road users. 3. Reduce crashes. Anticipating potential problems will help you reduce the risk of collisions. Informed decisions are impacted by your knowledge of traffic laws, experience with safe driving practices, capabilities based on age and brain development. Teen drivers need to remember the part of their brain responsible for judgment and decision-making is still developing. This means teens can be more prone to taking risks or miscalculating situations. All drivers need to prioritize safety-focused decisions over speed and social pressures. This is especially true for teens. Older drivers want to be aware that physical and mental capabilities change with age. Older drivers can be more susceptible to serious injuries in vehicle crashes. However, many remain safe and competent drivers well into their later years. Regardless of age or experience, all drivers must commit to staying focused and engaged every time they are behind the wheel. Make good decisions. Good decisions are informed decisions. To make good decisions, you must be aware of what's going on around you. 1. Inform yourself with mirror checks. Be aware of the whole situation, including people around you who might be affected by your decisions. Inform others of what you intend to do, so they become aware of your intentions and can prepare for them. 2. Prepare the vehicle so you arrive at the hazard in the right road position and at the right speed. 3. Do a final check before maneuvering. This approach can be applied to any situation that requires you to make a change. You should always aim to be aware, predictable, and smooth. Problem-solving on the road. Unexpected situations are inevitable, and responding to these situations requires problem-solving. It's likely that solving problems on the road will require you to make thoughtful changes like modifying your speed, adjusting your lane position to reduce risk and avoid hazards, changing your direction or path of travel to get to a safe place to reassess the situation. Try not to surprise other people on the road. Communicate your intentions to other drivers to avoid creating any problems. You can use a variety of tools to make proactive decisions while reacting to your environment. One tool is the OODA loop. It's a loop because every situation leads to another. 1. Observe. Observe the situation. What changed? Is there a car swerving? A sudden obstacle? Or a change in traffic flow? 2. Orient. Use your knowledge and experience to understand what that change means. How does it affect your safety and the safety of others? What are the potential risks if you don't change? What opportunities present themselves if you do? 3. Decide. Based on your observations and understanding, choose the safest course of action. Should you slow down, change lanes, or signal your intentions? 4. Act. Smoothly and decisively execute your chosen action. Remember, clear communication is crucial for others to understand your intentions. As you build experience, you will be able to navigate the OODA loop with ease. However, there are many variables when you're driving. You will always need to stay alert and ready. 3.4. Avoiding distracted driving. Distracted driving is a serious concern, posing risks for everyone on or near the road. It disrupts the awareness, judgment, and skill needed to drive safely. Distractions inside and outside the vehicle can affect your ability to react and navigate appropriately. Distractions come in all shapes and sizes. Inside the vehicle, cell phones, eating, adjusting the radio, and interacting with passengers. Outside the vehicle, billboards, crashes, and other people's behaviors. Physical distractions, fatigue, discomfort, and physical impairments. Mental distractions, daydreaming, worrying, and strong emotions. Distracted drivers are more prone to swerving out of their lane, speeding or driving too slowly, failing to see traffic signals, stop signs, motorcyclists, bicyclists, or pedestrians, following too closely to other vehicles or cyclists in the lane. Strategies to avoid distractions. Plan ahead. Put your phone away. Be observant. By keeping your full attention on the road, you can react faster, make better decisions, improve situational awareness, reduce stress and fatigue. Washington's distracted driving laws. Distracted driving is any activity that takes a person's attention away from the primary task of driving. All distractions endanger the driver, passengers, and others who share the road, including pedestrians. Washington State has strict laws against distracted driving. You cannot hold any electronic device while driving, like cell phones, tablets, or gaming devices. This applies to all drivers, regardless of age or experience. Using hands-free devices is permitted, but anything that takes your eyes and mind off the road can still be dangerous. The notifications, bright lights, and visual cues of your phone are all significant distractions. Take a moment to recognize how distractions impact your driving. A law enforcement officer can issue you a ticket for violating the distracted driving law. This might result in heavy fines. Fines after your first violation can be doubled. Driving is a huge responsibility. Please choose to focus on the road and become part of the solution to end distracted driving. It might seem like everybody does it, but studies show that's not true. Your decision will keep you and others safe. 3.5. Smart drivers. Smart drivers are aware of what's happening inside and outside the vehicle, able to control their vehicle gas, brake, steering, and position, predictable to others with signaling and smooth movements, thoughtful with their decision-making, intentional when learning and using driving skills. Pay attention. When you're a new driver, the number of things you must pay attention to feels overwhelming. Your vehicle, rules of the road, hazards, other vehicles, signs, road markings, pedestrians, bicyclists. Smart drivers find a way to balance their attention. Switching attention. When you quickly switch your focus from one thing to another. Divided attention. When you're performing several things at the same time. Focused attention. When your whole brain concentrates on one task. Sustained attention. When you need to pay attention for a long time. Things you can do to help you pay attention. Eliminate distractions inside your vehicle. Be well rested. Put away and silence your electronics. Limit the number of passengers and pets in your vehicle. Resist multitasking behind the wheel. Visually search and scan. Visual searching means using your eyes to actively check your surroundings. Scanning involves also moving your head, neck, and body so that you can see as much as possible around your vehicle. Searching and scanning help your attention skills be aware of the always changing environment around you, in and outside your vehicle. It's how you gather information so you can make wise decisions. Constant visual searching supports your ability to drive safely. Make sure you're traveling at a speed that supports your ability to search and scan effectively. Scan to the front. To avoid last-minute braking or the need to turn or swerve suddenly, look ahead for traffic situations you'll need to steer around and blockages that might hide a pedestrian, bicyclist, or another vehicle. Feet, wheels, shadows, and movement in, under, and around parked vehicles. What's happening beyond a vehicle in front of you? Looking ahead allows you to anticipate potential situations and prepares you to stop or change directions if needed. Scan to the side. When approaching intersections, pay close attention to vehicles, pedestrians, and cyclists approaching from the left and right. Watch for pedestrians and cyclists who might be crossing the road. When foliage or other objects obscure your view to the sides, watch for movement to identify potential hazards and people who could be planning to cross the road. Before turning, check your side mirrors and do an over-shoulder check for bicyclists or pedestrians who might be alongside you or about to cross the street. Scan behind. Besides watching traffic in front, off, and beside you, check traffic behind you. It is essential to look for vehicles and cyclists behind you when you change lanes, turn across a bicycle lane, slow down, back up, or are driving down a long or steep hill. Check more often when traffic is heavy. If you know someone is following too closely or coming up too fast, you will have time to do something about it. Change lanes, tap on the brakes, speed up, or slow down. Three. 6. Respect and responsibility. Identify and commit yourself to safe, respectful, and responsible driver behavior. Ensure all people in the vehicle use safety restraints. Be fit to drive. Show empathy towards others. Respect other road users' space. Avoid conflict regardless of fault. Take care of the road environment. Traffic advisories. Traffic advisories are notifications or alerts given to drivers about current or upcoming traffic conditions, incidents, or road closures. These advisories come from transportation officials, traffic management centers, or navigation apps. Find traffic advisories that will help you make informed decisions about your travel routes. This can help you avoid potential delays or hazards. Traffic advisories are provided in many ways, including electronic road signs, social media, radio broadcasts, traffic websites, and mobile apps. Litter. Litter isn't just ugly. It also creates safety hazards for people using the roads. Litter on roads can cause accidents. Flammable or inflamed litter can spark wildfires, damaging the environment and potentially causing fatalities. This is why fines for littering in Washington are so severe. You and your passengers are responsible for securing items you're transporting and properly throwing away trash. Washington state law sets minimum fines for littering and illegal dumping. Many cities and counties have local ordinances that differ from state law. Contact your local police department, sheriff's office, city or county clerk for information on local litter enforcement and to find out what laws apply in your area. The environment. How you drive impacts the environment. When you leave your car running while parked, especially in a garage, it can release harmful gases like carbon monoxide, which can be lethal. Your engine also adds pollution to the air. By making these small changes, you can help lower vehicle emissions. Turn off your engine if you're parked for a while. Drive smoothly instead of speeding or braking hard, which uses more fuel. Keep your tires properly inflated for better gas mileage. Carpool or use public transport when possible to reduce the number of cars on the road. What you drive impacts the environment. Most vehicle manufacturers have made efforts to reduce carbon footprints through lower emissions, fuel efficiency, and safety features designed to improve traffic flow. Opting to plan efficient routes and carpool with other people supports these efforts, in addition to having economic benefits. Washington's clean car law requires vehicles made in 2009 and later to meet strict clean air standards before they can be registered, licensed, or sold. If you need to dispose of a vehicle or vehicle parts, contact a vehicle disposal recycling center to help you do this in an environmentally conscious way. Self-evaluation. Self-evaluation is a quick, easy, and important part of being a responsible driver. It can be done during or after the drive. Ask yourself the following questions. Did anything surprise me? Did I surprise anyone? Was my driving legal, proficient, and smooth? What changes do I need to make for next time? Regularly reviewing your driving skills at the end of each drive not only helps you improve your abilities, but also helps you maintain your skills once they are developed. Skills deteriorate over time, so regularly evaluating keeps you driving at your best. To keep your skills fresh, identify factors that contribute to changes in your driving skills. Changes in driving practices. Changes in traffic laws. Changes and advancements in vehicle technology. Opportunities for lifelong learning related to driving.